Wow, you guys look so cool. Can someone tell me what's going on here? The Son of God, Jesus. What can you tell us about him?
Jesus loves me, this I know. Bible tells me the little ones who can be wrong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Now that you know about Jesus, how has this changed your life?
Peace like the river in my soul. I got
What would you be willing to give to be a kid again? To start over? To begin again? Nice words, those. I can begin again. Kids bring us hope. They bring hope to all of us, don't they? When we see young people, it reminds us of when we were young, how we felt when we were kids. When we're young, we're innocent and trusting. Our hearts are open and sensitive. It's when we grow older, isn't it? It's when we grow older and experience hurt and disappointment that we grow jaded. We close off our hearts. We turn them to stone so they won't hurt so much. As kids, we can see adults. We can see bigger, more capable versions of ourselves. And we know as kids, we've got to rely on them. We've got to rely on, as kids, we need to rely on adults for almost everything. We get that as kids. Yeah, and Jesus said something about this. Jesus said, "You'll miss out on the kingdom of heaven if you don't become a child again." I think when he said that, he meant at least two things. One, we have to open our hearts again. We got to be trusting. He wants to replace our hearts of stone with hearts of flesh, hearts that are sensitive. We got to give God that chance. And when he said we need to become kids to see the kingdom, to enter the kingdom of, I think he meant another thing. We need to acknowledge, trust, and submit to God pretty much the way kids have to trust and rely on adults. I mean, God is to adults what adults are to kids. If you don't become a kid again, you're going to miss the kingdom of heaven. So for the next moment or two, I want you to be a kid again and just listen to part of a story. And there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep at night. It's night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I give you good news of great joy." There's that word again, joy. "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." That's the Christmas message. We have a Savior. He wants us to have joy. And whatever becomes of Jesus and his ministry and his disciples from the very first to his disciples today, God's purpose is joy. God's goal is joy. He's a Savior to produce joy in us. Joy in this life. And if you listen to his lessons, what he's talking about is joy in the life to come. So what about you? Are you tired? Are you stressed? Maybe discouraged? Are you anxious? Maybe feeling lost? Has your heart become cold and lifeless, like a stone? I have a message for you. Life wasn't supposed to be like that. Our lives are intended to be lives of joy. We have a Savior, and he's a much bigger, more capable, wiser version of ourselves. He understands us. He knows us. He gets us. He shared our meals. He breathed the same air. He subjected himself to the same vulnerabilities. He was born in a stable, a completely helpless child. He came and showed us what love looks like and asked us to love each other the way he showed us, just like that. And 2,000 years later, that's what we're doing. Loving each other the way he showed us. So what about you? Do you need joy? Do you need a Savior? Would you like to be a kid again? Would you like to start over? Well, you can. You can begin again. Become a part of His family. You'll find joy. You'll find a Savior. If you have a need that you would like to share with this family, just come on up during this song of invitation. We will pray with you. We will be family with you today, this morning, and forever. We're God's family. Thank you.